This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah! Roasters, what's happening? It's Chewy Gomez from 102 Jams. I got you covered every afternoon from 3 to 7. And you know my boys Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky? Well, they got you all morning long right here on the Morning Roast. Take it away, Spadoni!
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Oh, Chewy and Troy Aikman right there on the rejoin. We still have our best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century bracket going on. We had Mac Jones v. Trey Lance yesterday, the Tuck rule, the Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident, and, I mean, the number one overall seed, the 2007 New England Patriots of this bracket, or the 2016 Golden State Warriors, the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole punch heard around the world. I think that's going to be the topic that dominates this entire bracket, but we still got a lot more topics to break down today, and we will do that. As the show goes on, we're talking Giants second half, which starts today. We're talking about it all. And the number to join the conversation is 888-957-9570. Happy Friday to all you lovely people. You made it. This summer, by the way, is just flying by. It's already July 18th. See, I don't even know the date it is. We're halfway through this. It's going to be August. It's going to be school coming back. So it's flying by, Joey. I don't like it.
No, summer's my favorite time of the year. So, you know, until we get to Christmas time, which is my second favorite time of the year.
Sure. Yes.
No, but the reality is right now.
4th of July, we know, is your favorite holiday. We've learned. Yes.
Till Labor Day.
Till Labor
Day. And then.
Till Halloween. Till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, till opening week. Yeah, and Masters weekend.
Yes. Pivot,
and
don't panic. That is you.
Exactly. You know,
so what do you want to get into here with the
Giants?
Well,
no, it's just, look, people don't want to hear this, but the reality is when you're in a front office, there are conversations that are happening all over, right? Like right now, the conversation is, are we taking on more money? That's what Buster Posey and whoever is in control of the purse strings, the money, the finances, they're having that discussion, and they probably have been having that discussion for weeks on end. Do I think, oh my God, we win 2 of 3 against Toronto and then 2 of 3 in the next series, and now we're taking on $20 million at the deadline? No, I don't think it's that severe, but I do think that the margins are kind of tight here. What happens with Rafi Devers physically? You know, what happens with Justin Verlander? What happens with Landon Roop? What happens with your bullpen right now? You know, you only have the one lefty in Lucchese who's able to help you right now. What happens with Hayden Birdsong? Does Willie Adames continue to, you know, see the ball well, or does he struggle? Like, yeah, a 2-week big time slide could really make things a lot easier for you if you were kind of on the fence. Now, we were talking earlier about, like, what do you do with Robbie Ray? And this is just how front offices think. They're like, hey, look, we want to keep Robbie Ray. We'd love to have him. He's also under team control, not just for this year, but into next year. Are we going to give him a contract? Because I'm sure him and his agent are saying, like, hey, I've had a great start here. You want to give me a 2-year extendo? And then they're thinking, like, all right, well, how much is that going to cost us? And then the last 2 years, we had Carlos Rodon and we had Blake Snell on 1-year deals. And when we signed Blake Snell, we forfeited a second round pick. Did you guys watch the draft last week? Because of what you did on the 1-year deal with Blake Snell, you surrendered a second round pick. Because you signed Matt Chapman, you surrendered a third round pick. Now, I'm okay with the surrendering of a third round pick for Matt Chapman because you ended up signing him to a multi-year deal. And we would all agree right now, Matt Chapman helps you infinitely more than whatever third round pick you would have had. Now I look at it and I say to myself, like, all right, I'd want to keep Robbie Ray. I want him in the fold. How many years? I don't know. You still got him under team control. There's no urgency to give him a contract extension just right now. A great first half. I hope he keeps it going. But if you did dangle him at the deadline, he is not only the best left-handed starter on the market, I think he's the best pitcher on the market. What could he net you? He's not a rental. He's a rental plus you get a full year. Yeah. Now, I don't want to sell him because right now they don't have enough pitching with him. Without him, they're probably cooked. Someone's going to sit here and say, hey, Joe, the argument was made last year. Detroit traded away Flaherty, and they still bought a couple of smaller pieces and found themselves as one of the hottest teams in baseball heading into the playoffs, and it's carried over into this year.
That's the AL Central, though. So much different than the NL West.
No, you and I agree on that. But what are the Giants going to do here? Are they going to take on more money? Are they going to shed a little salary? Are they going to stand pat? Are they going to trade some pieces away and then bring some stuff back for this year and next year? I don't know, but I really think it starts with this weekend. And I think that they're looking at Robbie Ray, and I wonder how much they're having these discussions.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is going to be at 3:00 Pacific time on July 31st, and what will the Giants' record be at that point? Will that dictate what they do going forward? 888-957-9570. And the question is today, too, it's not really a two-parter, but you have to pick one or the other. It's where your optimism is at on this team. And we're just asking an open-ended question to all the Giants fans out there. 888-957-9570. The Giants will make the playoffs because fill in the blank, or the Giants will not make the playoffs because, and then you fill in the blank. 888-957-9570. Richie in Queens, start it off, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, God, there's so many questions. You covered them all. I'm just curious how Verlander bounces back. Roop has really been good. Obviously, Devers has been atrocious. Believe it or not, it's a worse start, I think, than Adames. Mm. Adames gave you a little power at times, but yeah, there's so many questions, and this is going to be a tough series. I mean, Toronto's played well. I think the Giants will finally hit up there, but I'm waiting for that offense to start to click a little bit more. Obviously, that's been a big issue. I still think that is Eric Miller on the he's not
so
out
he,
for
he hurt his
time,
arm. He's got like a forearm
right.
thing,
yeah.
And it's not looking good. I mean, Richie, I would be shocked if Eric Miller throws another pitch for the big league team this year.
You really think it's that bad? Well, that's a big loss. And look, I've been down on Casey. I don't like Alexander at all. I think he's just a fill-in. But
I
Casey has shown me a little something more than So he's going to have to be our stud lefty. I hated to see Rodriguez give that home run. I know it's an all-star game, but I just wanted him to shine. A couple of times he's been in the ninth inning and maybe on this stage. I hope at the moment's not too big for him, but I still love him. I have no issue with our relief pitching. But, yeah, it's going to be – I'll be at the game when the – are you guys going to be coming in for the Giants series or no?
No, I wanted to. I had it – like you're talking about in late July.
Yeah, they'll be in August 2nd. They're playing
August
that weekend.
August 2nd, that's when it is. I knew it was on the calendar because they're playing the Mets this next weekend, next Sunday at home here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be coming. I want to go.
I just think, again, I look at who they're up against. Milwaukee's been so really good. Obviously, we're going to have to beat out the Padres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even teams like Cincinnati, we're in the third wild card. You know, can we make that move? But yeah, it's going to depend on our frontline pitching and you know, Birdsong is going to have to step up. You know, I was thinking of the guy from Pittsburgh. I forget his name. He's under control for the next few years. He's a starter.
Mitch Keller.
Keller, yeah. I mean, is he worth giving up a hot prospect for? And Tillman maybe for Birdsong. I think they're going to stick with Verlander because they made the commitment. But, yeah, there's so many question marks. And again, do we have the one guy that says, wow, we don't want to face him like a Manny Machado or, you know,
it's
like Mookie Betts. Right. And he's got to be the guy that steps up.
Yeah.
And I know it's bothering him. I could see it wearing and tearing on him, but it's really going to be interesting, guy. Like you said, the next 10 days, I'm going to Milwaukee. I want it to mean something in late August.
I know.
So let's hope that they pick it up. All right, guys.
Don't be a stranger, Mitchie.
Thanks,
Rich. That's Richie in Queens right there. Cousin,
I call him Mitchie Richie.
Well, he sounds like Mitch in New Jersey, who was a frequent call in here. I still think he tries to call every single radio station that's ever talked sports in existence. But he might be the cousin of one Mitch.
He's a Saturday regular, Mitch.
Oh, he still is. I wouldn't say that.
He's still roaming the
airwaves. Boss man's gonna put that to bed real quick, right there. If he's listening,
I respect New York.
Well, of course. Well, I respect the guys that have been diehard Giants fans going back to the OG New York days because their parents or grandparents were Giants fans. Like my grandma who grew up in Jersey, rest in peace, Grandma Irene, was a huge Giants fan and stayed a Giants fan on the East Coast. Huh. She did like her Mets when they moved in because it was never Yankees for her. Never. So when the Dodgers and the Giants left, she was not, I'm not rooting for the Yankees. She still kept tabs on, and she loved Willie Mays. That was her favorite player. Loved Willie Mays. Loves the high socks. That was her look too. She loved that. But she was never, you know, Phillies or never Yankees. Mets were fine, but she was a huge Giants fan. I think that kind of carried from generations still to this day, which is kind of cool. I always like that. Something about a New York accent and rooting for the Giants still does something to me. I don't know. It's cool. It just shows the history of the Giants still, you know, reverberating in the boroughs out there.
So he brought up Lucchese. I like him. I think he, to me, is more of like a swing starter, long reliever.
Yeah.
That's what I think his role is.
He's had success as a starter in the past.
To me, he's like that Yasmero Petit role where, like, those guys are very invaluable, where you can come in and, hey, I'm a spot starter, or a guy gets blown up in the third inning and I have to go three or four.
Well, hell, you remember Petit against the Nationals in the playoffs, right? Guy was massive. How many innings did he end up pitching in relief? Felt like he pitched the whole game.
I don't know, but you don't win that game, and you don't win the World Series without Yasmero Petit.
No,
but
he's so sick.
George Contos.
Should have had a perfect game, too.
George Contos, at one point, before he became more of a defined reliever, was kind of like your swing guy at times. So there is a role for a guy on a staff like that, and those guys kind of go under the radar. But on a good team, they're extremely valuable. They need a legitimate, like, lefty specialist in the bullpen. That is the one area where they just don't have right now. And again, I'm not going to throw a bunch of names at the wall because no one's going to know any of these people. But he brought up Pittsburgh, and this is just how I view things. Look, there's a lot on Raffy Devers' plate, and I got three Giants that I think, in order, to me, are the most important Giants of the second half. I'd be all over O'Neal Cruz. I know you need to get a starter, and I get that. But I'm looking at the big picture, and they just need some pizzazz right now. This is a guy from the Dominican Republic who knows Willie and knows Raffy, and I think that he is an ultimate change of pace guy. I know we talked about this earlier this week, but I think he needs a total change of scenery. He has been a bad baseball player this year. There's no other way to put it. Look at all the metrics, whether you want to go straight to war, all the people that are obsessed with war, batting average, on-base percentage, home runs, total bases, you know, errors, range. He has not been a good player this year. He's kind of a knucklehead, and he has not played well this year. In the past, there's clearly something there. And I will admit, I am intoxicated by physical traits. If you are that big and that strong and can run like the wind and look like that, I'm always going to be enamored with you. I am guilty as charged. That's me.
You're like the, like when it comes to quarterbacks, you love big arm, you love movement, you love it all. You love the Trevor Lawrence prototypes.
Not that I don't love the Dustin Pedroia try-hard types. I love
those
two. The
Brock Purdy's of the world.
Yeah, the Brock Purdy's of the world. But there's just something about a guy like O'Neal Cruz, and I truly believe he needs to be in a different setting, in a different lineup. Boy, wouldn't he be a fun acquisition for the Giants to throw in right field.
You kidding me? The Cruz missiles? I love those. Like, there is something to be said about the way the sound comes off a certain player's bats. It just hits different. O'Neal Cruz is one of them, where the sound is just different than his. Like, Ohtani, you hear it, right? When he hit that homer against Logan, it just sounds different. O'Neal Cruz is one of those guys. Now, the problem is you have to make contact to do that, and he doesn't make contact enough for my liking. Although, when he did it in the All-Star game, or the Home Run Derby, excuse me, what was that, 513 feet? Oh, my God. The power is unreal, Joe.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
There's question marks on attitude, on hustle, on heart. Like, these are a lot of things people are questioning. I'm trying to play it fair here. Like, he is an unbelievable talent. The highlights speak for themselves. But the guy clearly, just look at his batting average. Look at his on-base percentage this year. It's not good. Jung-Hoo Lee might be a significantly better ball player this year than O'Neal Cruz. And that is a sentence.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Again, today is our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout. And one of our best prizes, if not the best, is happening today. A day pass to Outside Lands for any day of your choosing. Listen starting at 7:30 to learn how you can win. And that's, again, about 27 minutes closing at that point. But I do want to say this. Are the Giants in a position right now to take on a guy like O'Neal Cruz? I feel like if I'm, you know, as we're doing cross-sport analogies here, and we'll stick to baseball too, like if I'm the Dodgers, I can afford to add in a guy like an O'Neal Cruz to an already stacked lineup, right? In the past, you know, I'm a New England Patriots team that can afford to take a risk on an Antonio Brown, or I know he's proven not the same like-for-like player, or like a prospect like a Tim Tebow. Remember when they did that? Are the Giants currently a team that desperately needs consistent bats and consistent power, ready to go get a young, inconsistent player? I don't know.
No,
it'd be a risk.
Of course it's a risk. They're all risks, but this is a guy's
risks are like worth taking than others. Like if I'm going to risk giving up a lot of big prospects for a guy like O'Neal Cruz, who's a big prospect still, in my opinion, in his own right, like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd rather like give up a little bit less for a guy that's closer to being like a 240, 250 hitter consistently. You know,
Joe,
I think that's what this team needs more.
They need athleticism desperately.
Well, they do.
And they need some juice. Like, that's what they need. They need another guy with some juice. And I think he needs a lineup where he's not asked to be one of the guys that carries it. And I think it's just what the doctor ordered. This is why you have Willy Adames.
Whoa.
You don't pay just like, you don't give a guy $185 million just because he's a good ball player. You bring him in because he's a leader. And we've seen clearly, like, Willy Adames is a rally guy. The dude's on both sides, the Spanish-speaking guys and the English-speaking guys all really gravitate toward
him. The media gravitates towards that guy.
He's a leader.
I can ask Rizzotto and myself. Like, the guy that smiles. I was like, dude, I want to hang out with this guy. He's just a good vibe. Yeah.
He's a leader. And look, I would rather have, like, a Stephen Kwan right now because he could be a top-of-the-order guy. But I just don't see the Guardians moving off him. And I think it costs you a lot. The reason why I like O'Neill Cruz is because clearly he's fallen out of favor in Pittsburgh. And I get what you're saying. Like, hey, you don't want to give up prospects. No one's saying trade Bryce Eldridge for him straight up. But you got a guy like Marco Luciano right now. And if you've just been paying attention, the guy's got like 20 jacks in AAA. He's 23 years old. It feels like there's not a spot for him here. I don't know why that is. They could really use a guy that hits lefties. I don't know what his exact splits are right now in AAA. And I know because it's a hitter's league, it's not like for like. We've seen a lot of guys like a Mack Williamson who's crushing in AAA for the Giants, and it just doesn't translate
4A players,
to the
right?
big league level. Yeah. Like, right? But O'Neill Cruz, somewhere in this lineup, in the 6, 7, 8 spots, or maybe you put him at the top of the lineup and bat him lead off, I just think it fits. I do, and I think that he gives you that right fielder that you've been desperately searching for to kind of like give you that pizzazz and that long ball, and I think he fits the yard. He fits what we need right now. Now, where does that leave Yastrzemski? I don't know. I think Yastrzemski can kind of push Jung-Hoo Lee in center a little. Mm. I think he can be your fourth outfielder. I mean, obviously, you got to give Ramos some days off here down the stretch because he wore down this year. Mm. So I'm just throwing out ideas. What are you doing with Matos? What are you doing with Luciano? Right? Those are two guys that it feels like you don't have enough playing time for them. So that's why I think they're on their way out for something. And would that be something that interests the Pirates right now?
I don't know what interests the Pirates. I don't know what they're doing over there. Quite like they're just one of those organizations that I don't think they know what they're doing from top to
they
bottom.
Don't.
They're constantly firing. I think the last stable manager they had was Clint Hurdle, and what was that, like a decade ago or something? Like it's been a revolving door. Like Andrew McCutchen is like the household name that everyone thinks of. Paul Skeens.
Well, Brian Reynolds doesn't want to be traded to the Giants.
Well, that's,
I think he would be a really good fit.
But would he waive that for the right situation? I don't know. Like I have a hard time believing that stuff because Jimmy Butler at one point also said, yeah, no, I don't want to. Now, he didn't say it, but his team said it, Shams Charania or whoever was leaking it out.
Ryan Reynolds was traded from the Giants.
Right.
So maybe he feels some kind of, again, I'm just saying.
Maybe, but I'm saying that's some not kind of the well. End-all be-all for me because let's say the Giants, 2 weeks from now, right at the deadline, are like right there at the Dodgers or they're neck and neck and Brian Reynolds is seeing like the writing on the wall. It's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I can get with this team right now. Maybe we can make something special happen this season, and it's my opportunity to maybe compete in the playoffs. I don't know how many times he's competed in the playoffs in the past, but it's got him. I got him. Think it's none really. So yeah, I don't. I think Mitch Keller's the guy for me if I'm looking at the Pirates, as Richie alluded to. Like that's the pitching aspect of it. A guy that's under team control going forward, but well, that's going to cost you a lot too. So what I'm getting at here is the Giants are going to be able to tell Buster Posey, and they can play themselves these next 2 weeks into a position to force Buster Posey's hand in one way or the other. Or how I view this team right now, if they're just kind of hovering around 500 these next 2 weeks, it's going to be like what we've seen the last couple of years, Joe. Maybe a move there, like a J.D. Davis type of a player.
That's not good enough.
But I'm just saying, if they're going to hover around 500 these next 2 weeks and kind of be, you know, 5 or 6 games over, I don't know if that's going to move the needle for Buster Posey.
Well, and that's why I think a guy who's under team control for the next 3 years, I mean, he's arbitration eligible in O'Neill Cruz, like, it kind of fits the mold. It's not just a deadline deal. It's someone that you're hoping can get it right in this situation around that nucleus of Devers. Again, these guys all played on the World Baseball Classic team together. Devers, Cruz, and Willy Adames. Like, there's something there. I do. I believe that there's something there. There's a fraternity. I mean, we talk about this in other sports. Guys want to play with their buddies and people that they like and that they know. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that they're best friends just because they played together.
No.
That doesn't mean that. We see teammates fighting all the time. But I think it's worth the risk, and they've been risk averse for so long. I'm okay with it. And worst case scenario, Joe, if it doesn't work out, what have you lost? Lucy isn't really helping you right now. Matos isn't really giving you everyday production right now. So I don't know. I mean, again, maybe that doesn't get it done. But I saw an Athletic article, the Athletic, you know, now owned by the Wall Street Journal. They had different tiers of buyers.
Right.
Okay, in the league. So, like, your tier one buyers, like, teams that no matter what are always going to make a move, right? Dodgers, Yankees,
yeah,
for example.
Mets, probably.
Tier two, hey, we have to make a move. Tier three, trending to buy, all right? And they had the Giants on there, the Red Sox, and the Padres.
New York Times, by the way, not Wall Street Journal.
Oh, my bad.
Continue. It's okay. No,
my bad. New York Times. Thank you. I'm glad we had that clarification because no one is subscribed to either of them but people in the media.
That's true. I subscribe to The Athletic, though, and thus New York Times, I guess. So there you go.
But they have the needs for the Giants as second base and catcher. I don't think second base is a need. Right now, I don't. I think they can get away with Casey Schmidt.
Yeah.
I think they're fine at second base right now. Is catcher a need? Yes. I don't think you can find it on the open market. I think the thing that is robust around the league, there are a lot of outfielders. What do the Giants not have? Outfielders.
Yeah.
So that's why I actually think outfield is a position that you can go take a swing on somebody and bring in somebody with some swagger. I think it helps the lineup. They need a lefty hitter.
I would, again, if we're talking like catcher, because that is like the depreciating position around Major League Baseball right now. There's just not a lot of good catching. It feels like we're in a depression period for them. Like a Travis d'Arnaud, I've mentioned in the past, the Angels.
Would love that.
Like he's a veteran guy. He's batting like 240 this year. That's a player I'd be in on. He's played in big games. He's won a World Series with the Braves. He's big moments. He can call a game. Now, I don't know what his defense is like these days, but I don't really care about defense right now when my at-bats are basically outs every single time in the catching position. It's basically an out whenever Patrick Bailey goes out there. Can't even bunt, for Christ's sake. It's tough to watch. It is. And I'm just calling what it is. So, like, if I can get another guy there, take a load off of Patrick too, give him some guy, and a guy that's respectable at the plate going forward. Like, that's a move that I can get behind. It's not sexy, but that's a move of a couple moves. I think that would appease a Joe Shasky kind of a fan.
Well, they're going to need a variety of things. Yes. And I don't think they can stand pat. Even if they don't think that this is their year, I think you need to arm yourself for the end of this year and into next year.
Right.
Like, that's what I would be looking to accomplish.
Well, what's been the Achilles heel of this team in the past? It's been they just faded. They just don't have enough bodies. Injuries start stacking up they have no bats. Like, they just don't.
And like, they need some pop here. And so I got three guys to me that are the key to the second half for the Giants.
And we're going to get to that on the other side. And it's going to be sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.